Gospel acclamation. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. You have the words of everlasting life. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Don't think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Even they say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter of the smallest part of letter will pass from the law, until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Gospel of the Lord. When Jesus says, "Those who do not eat my flesh and drink my blood will not have life," so many of his disciples left him. They find it so hard to accept it. But Jesus did not change his words. When he left, and he asked Peter, "Are you still here?" Jesus says, "You have the words of everlasting life." It's really true. Many times we don't understand the word of God completely. But what is spoken by Jesus is for the benefit of our soul. Even though at times we don't understand, but we trust in his word. Jesus said the word of everlasting life. Just what Peter says to Jesus, "We tell you, where shall we go? We are all called to follow him." Although at times we find it difficult, ask the spirit of humility. Ask Holy Spirit to open our heart. That's what we do. Is to open our heart to do the will of God. Open our heart to digest the word of God. And moment by moment, live the spirit of love. Where there is love, there is the presence of the Holy Spirit. That's how we can understand the word of God.